Hey guys, this is Mike Barnhart. I just want to let you know that you can help support my podcast by clicking the link in the bottom of my description. Thanks a lot. Now, on to the podcast. Malaprops and spinnerisms, all that and more on this episode of
That's My Story. Come on, listen to it. That's my story. It'll only take a minute. That's my story. Stories that belong to me. That's my story.
Welcome to That's My Story. I'm your host, Mike Barnhart. Okay, I'm just gonna get into it. Here's my story. So, if you have listened to this podcast before, you know that I don't always put out the right words at the right times. I tend to use pauses in my speech, so when I come up for new words, I say them. But, oh man, the vocal clutter in this episode is going to be terrible because that's just the way it's going to be. Okay, a malapropism or malaprop, that's when you misuse a word for a similar sounding one, like I'm going to dance the flamingo instead of dance the flamenco. What things like that. And a spinnerism is when you rearrange the letters of one word with letters of the other word. Like you have hissed the mystery lecture and said you have missed the history lecture. Something like that. And that's happened to me many times. Especially the malaprop. Words that sound alike, They get mixed up in my head for some reason. Blame it on the rain. Blame it on my brain. It just happens to me. Not all the time. Normally, I know what word I'm going to use. Normally, I have things written out. Except for this podcast. I never write anything. Maybe I should. Maybe I should write down things that I want to say and actually say them. Anyway, more vocal clutter. Vocal clutter. That's the main thing for me. Vocal clutter. That's when you use words that you don't need, just so you can keep on talking. What's wrong with silence? Well, in a podcast, silence is probably not the best thing to go on. I mean, I could be silent and wait for my thoughts to collect, but that's not really good listening, is it? No. So, to make sure I'm always talking, I use words like, and, but, so, anyway, words like that, that's vocal clutter. You don't need them, but you say them anyway. Most people who talk for a living, they try not to use vocal clutter, but in certain situations, they feel a need to keep on making noise because that's their job. And I don't want to use vocal clutter, but it happens from time to time. And on this podcast, it happens all the time. I use the word just a lot, I notice. So, I guess this really isn't much of a story. It's just more me rambling on about how to use words and how not to use words. There was a play I watched one time where they kept on saying the wrong word all the time. And I knew the right use of the word, but they kept on saying the wrong word. I can't remember the play, and I can't remember who kept on saying the word wrong. But they did, and it was annoying. I guess that's my story. When you're doing something such as a play or a skit or a dramatic reading, go through the material first. And if you come across a word you don't know, look it up. Use a dictionary or use your phone, because your phone is a tool. Use it as a tool. Don't use it as a weapon of evil, I guess. More vocal clutter, I guess. Yeah. So, if you come across a word, say you're in a doctor's office, and you see the word analgesic. You don't know what that is. Well, let me tell you what it is. It's painkillers. Analgesics, they reduce the pain. So, if you see that word in a doctor's office on a drawer, they probably have aspirin in there. It's not a big word, but a lot of people don't know what that is. A lot of people don't know what a spectrophotometer is either. And guess what? I don't know what one is either. But I see a book on a spectrophotometer, and it sounds neat. But as I'm looking around, I think I see it, and it just looks like a big plastic box. I guess it has some use for something. But, hey, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it does. Just like I don't know the meanings of a lot of big words. I hear them used all the time, but I don't know the meaning, but I pretend I do. So when people talk about it to me, I just smile and nod and act like, you know, I know what they're talking about. Guess what? I don't know what they're talking about. So, you know, that's the way things are with me. I know a lot of stuff. I'm not dumb by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm not that smart either. Sure, I do okay. I know a lot of things. I'm really good with certain things, not so good in other things. But I read a lot. I learn a lot, and I'm trying to learn more. I'm trying to broaden my horizons and my mind, but it's not working out too well. Yeah. More vocal clutter. Here's an idea. Go throughout the day, and anytime you find yourself using vocal clutter, mark it down on a piece of paper and see how many times you use vocal clutter throughout the day. If you don't use any, congratulations. If you use just a little bit, hey, you're doing better than most people. If you use a lot of vocal clutter, well, then you might talk for a living. You might be speaking for a living. And if so, well, I congratulate you on your job. So, as I end this story with vocal clutter, that's my story. I'd like to thank you for listening to That's My Story with me, Mike Barnhart. This is the part of the episode where I talk about things that I would like you to do. And as I'm talking about things that I want you to do, I know that a lot of people, they skip this section. And maybe they'll listen to the joke at the end of the episode, my cheesy joke. But I don't want people to miss this part of the episode, because I'm going to put some important information in this section right now. I'm going to call this the plug section. So, if you want to see me live, you'll have to find me. Where am I going to be? Probably just in the city that I live. And am I doing any shows? No. No, I'm definitely not. But you can follow me on Twitter at MW Barnhart. You can write me an email if you so choose. That's my storypod at gmail.com. If you want to text or call me, you can do that at 626-803-2294. If you want to help me send stuff out to people who want to support me, you know, you can always go to stamps.com and click the microphone at the top of the page. Enter my offer code C-FFFN-RW6. And here's a sentence to help you remember it, or phrase. Come, fight freedom for now. Read, write, six. It's not too good. Let's try that again. Come, fight for freedom now. Read, write, six. I don't know. You don't have to remember that. It's just something I'm going to say, because Samson.com did not give me a good offer code. Something that people could remember, like story. That'd be a great offer code for this podcast. But what is it? It's a bunch of weird letters and numbers and dashes. Thanks, stamps.com. Although, you're better than going to a post office and waiting in line. So, I like that. Not having to deal with people, it's better than dealing with people. That's what I'm going to say. And if you don't like to deal with people, use my offer code, stamps.com. If you use my offer code, you'll get over $45 worth of postage and a free digital scale, so keep that in mind. If you want to help me get around to places easier than taking a bus, public transportation, you can use my offer codes for Lyft and Uber. You'll find them in the description. You can help support this podcast. There are different ways, but the easiest way is to click the link on the bottom of my description. And there's no commitment. You can cancel at any time. But if you do support this podcast, you know, I'll be able to put it on more places than where you're already listening to. And please, tell your friends about this podcast. If you even like a little bit of it, you should say, hey, do you know what a podcast is? And hopefully they'll say, yeah, I listen to blah, 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 blah podcast. Maybe they'll say Serial. Whatever. Just say, hey, the podcast I'd like to listen to is That's My Story with Mike Barnhart. You should check it out. And please rate and review this on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating if possible. Please. Please. I cannot stress this enough. Please review this on iTunes. Please. I'm begging you. I don't want to beg, but I am, because no one ever leaves a review on iTunes or a rating. It's sad. It's sad when I look at my iTunes page and I see this podcast has not received enough ratings to display a score. What's that mean? I just go into it a little bit and one person wrote a review. One person. And they gave me 5 stars. Thank you, whoever you are. Thank you for that review. Now, I'm giving you many opportunities to review not just my podcast, but anything you want. The other week, I said, review laundry detergent or fabric softener or whatever. Really, review whatever. Make it your own thing to post whatever you want. Say, you know, I have a review of a candy bar, like, take 5. I think it's delicious because you get your sweet chocolate and everything, but you also get the savory pretzel in there. It's the best of all the worlds. Take 5 is great. Me, I like Take 5 candy bars. Review Take 5 candy bar. Because they are delicious. Hey, Hershey, thank you so much for making Take 5 candy bars. Am I getting paid by Hershey? No. Am I getting paid? No. But, hey. I will advertise whoever. Just like I'm going to advertise Harry's for shaving. Do I shave my face? Yes. What do I use? I use Harry's razors because they're wonderful. And for underwear, I use Mack Weldon. Are they paying me? No. Am I giving them free promotion? Yes. Why? Because I like the products. Okay? So, I can't give you any offer codes to these things, but, you know, look online, you'll find offer codes. Maybe they're from another podcast, but these are things I like. So, yeah, I'm plugging things I like. Anyway, on to the joke. So, what are the strongest days of the week? Saturday and Sunday. All the other ones are weekdays. Okay. So, that was the cheesy joke. And I hope you take everything I said in this plug section to heart. And to mind. And to body. And to spirit. Or whatever. That's my story. Thanks for listening. Bye.